Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, I've noticed something. While we're recording, often you're drawing on a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. Take a look at this.
Huh. What is that?
It's a boy.
Really? It's a boy? I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but it's badly drawn. Okay, Patrick, something serious I want to talk about real quick. I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but as we're recording today, you know, there's a little lag between when we record and when people hear it often.
Yep.
You know, we've been sort of talking about how much we're looking forward to getting 2020 behind us, and now we got a new year, 2021, and, you know, it's not necessarily off to the best start right now. So hopefully...
No. Good Lord, no.
Hopefully... We'll get past this, and things will get better in 2021, right?
So, well said, Jim. Yeah, amen to you. And, these things will pass, and we're gonna try to hang in there and keep bringing you guys a show every day.
Yeah, so hang in there, peoples. In the meantime, we're going to continue to focus on listener calls on some of the best music they heard last year, and we can always find some solace in music, so... Let's
God
get
bless
into
it.
That. Yes, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's get here to call number one for today.
Jim and Patrick, the brilliant interns, or the listeners of Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Nicholas calling in about the 2020 favorite albums and songs. I'm going to go with the album first. It's one that I've picked before in the summer. It came out in June. It's called Old Flowers. It's by Courtney Marie Andrews. And it's one of those albums that stick with you. And as I've listened to it and looked at the actual cover, I've come to the conclusion that the songs sound exactly what the cover looks like. If you can just have one look at the cover where Courtney Marie Andrews standing in the night with the sort of the hills behind her, and looks like a bit like she's freezing and probably a bit sad. This is a breakup album, and I just find it's 10 brilliant songs. And the only criticism I've heard in the reviews would be that the songs sound a bit too much alike, but I think that's exactly what she's looking for. That's exactly what this album is about. Very sparse arrangements, and the songs really, really grab you. So that's my number one favorite album of 2020. And my favorite song came out in January, so that's been with me this whole year. And it's Badly Drawn Boy, who has come back with a very nice album, and this brilliant song called Is This a Dream, which is very representative for 2020. It's quite a slow verse, and then the chorus kicks in, and I love the chorus, and I love the bass that kind of sort of climbs up along with the chorus. That's just makes me happy every time I hear it. So those are my two picks for 2020. Fingers crossed for a much better 2021. Not sure how that's going to top 2020 when it comes to music, though, but we'll see. Keep our fingers crossed. Everyone stay safe and have a great 2021. Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right, always nice to hear from Nicholas.
Lovely to hear from Nicholas. And I'll say this, folks, as we have mentioned periodically during this 2020 countdown series of episodes or favorite albums episodes, we've gotten to know a lot of these people through our Friday Night Hootenanny, which was kind of thrown up, at the last minute in response to the pandemic of 2020. And not only have I've been amazingly impressed by what incredibly cool and interesting and smart people listen to our show, which right there blows my mind. But also, how many of them are musicians and have the sensibility to do that? And there's a different appreciation, I think. And I don't mean that in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I'm a very, very average musician myself. But when you play, you gain a different perspective. And it doesn't mean it's better or worse, but it means it's different. And I love the perspective that Niklas takes. And when he was talking there about the Badly Drawn Boy, the bass, and you know, the way Courtney Marie Andrews structured the album, it gives me a different kind of appreciation because I know he plays and he arranges, you know. So he sees something in these songs that are parallel to his creative process, I think. And I'm going to be starting a whole new podcast just on Niklas. really? That'll be the ultimate tribute. Yeah. No, it's going to be about Norwich and Ipswich and our love of music, and we'll think of a good title. But anyway, I just want to say, you know, it's been so great to get to know him this year. And also, you know, I don't know. It's just a thought that was in my mind. Whenever I see him and I hear him, that's just what springs to mind. So,
yeah. It's been great getting to know Niklas, and who would have thought, right? Who would have thought?
Right. Yeah.
So wonderful. Okay. So I want to hear this. Courtney Marie Andrews. The album is called Old Flowers, and looks like the song to play here is called If I Told.
It's a form, LA. We're alone for the first time on Venice Beach under palm trees. Tell me your dreams and I'll tell you mine. What would you say if I told you you're my last thought at the end of each night? Would you believe me? Who would you even reply?
All right, that is very nice.
Well, as Niklas said, Jim, he did pick her for a new music episode in July, right? And we played It Must Be Someone Else's Fault off this record.
Yes, okay.
That's right. And it's on Fat Possum, which is interesting, too. And I kind of got into it since then. And man, you know, it is almost like... you know, kind of like a song cycle. I mean, it's like when Kirk Gallagher was talking about, you know, the record that he chose for Album of the Year that, you know, kind of was hard to get into, right? It, you know, it wasn't one of those things that kind of opened itself up. And I think Courtney Marie Andrews' record is interesting because, you know, you listen to some of that and it's like, yeah, this sounds really, really cool. And then you... begin to see the layer below the surface layer. And, that's cool. Plus it's super gorgeous. I mean, to me, it's, you know, like a November, rainy November afternoon, you know, with like the leaves are starting to last leaves are peeling off the trees. And there's this bare kind of raw, you know, first taste of really, really cold winter kind of coming forward. So it's neat, man.
Yeah. All right. That's great. Okay, he also had a Song of the Year pick.
Yep.
And that's Badly Drawn Boy, and the song is This a Dream?
Is
tragedy. It's not the way it's supposed to be. I know, now I'm seeing things. Saw something moving under your skin. You can talk to animals, do little or do nothing at all. I'm a melted snowman. Try to crack the codes, they all came back wrong. It just took too long. You find it comical, not in a way that makes you laugh. I'm not a killer. You could bring out the killer in me. Take a snapshot. What's going on in this world will only get you down. Find the meaning. Is this a dream? It's like a disease, and we are catching a sleep. Invisible dream. I need electronic eyeballs just to see past the truth and give us a love. Your heart starts beating to the sound of your dreams. I need some love and a hot air balloon so we can make our escape.
All right, good stuff, man. That'll put a bounce in your step.
Yeah, that was really cool. Not what I really expected. It was kind of cool. I think in some ways, Jim, and I'm just saying this at a very cursory level, like in all seriousness, I've only dipped my toe into Badly Drawn Boy. I was into some of the earlier albums pretty deeply because I had to write about him. But there's been a lot since then. But there is, to me, some sort of connection with Eels. I think there's a similar wit. I think there's a similar sharpness of style and observation and, you know, a little bit of quirkiness. So I love all those things. So all the boxes checked for me. Liked it.
That's cool. All right. Okay, let's move on to the second caller today.
Excellent.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. Interns, fellow listeners, Shadow, Scott from Marietta, Georgia, calling in with my favorite album of 2020. That would be Idols. It's ultra angular and angry and loud and super fun listen. So that's my suggestion for 2020, Idols, ultra mono. Thanks. Keep rocking the suburbs.
Great stuff. Appreciate you, Scott. And hey, shout out to Shadow.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The first thing I want to say here is I think Scott gets two CDs for including Shadow in the shout outs, right?
Totally, man. One may have some teeth marks on it. May have chewed on it. It's still yours.
I mean, we got to make this happen, right? When people are going through the list.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going to get ridiculous.
Mention everybody else. You got to mention Shadow in there.
No doubt.
Okay, I'm going back to let's see, new music episodes from last year, and I think we played Idols. So I want to make sure we don't play the same song.
Yep.
Episode 921, Idols, and was picked by Scott from Kansas City at that point.
Huh, and, that's weird.
And the song we played was Grounds.
Hmm.
And off this album, Ultramano, his audio cut out a bit. Ultramano is the name of the album.
Yeah. So are you saying, Jim, just let me get a clarification here, Scott from Marietta and Scott
from Kansas City.
Scott from Kansas City? They both
looks
chose
like
Idols?
Yes. It's very
they got to get together.
Yeah. Very popular with the Scots.
That's very interesting.
Yes.
Wow. That's very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
We got to find the midpoint between Kansas City and Marietta, and they can meet up.
That's right.
Socially distanced.
Exchange notes.
That's right.
Okay. So anyway, where was I going with this? So which song should we play? He didn't mention a song. I guess I usually then just go and see what looks popular on the Spotify. It looks like a song called War.
Excellent.
Let's do that. All right.
That's the sound of the soul.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, that's really great. You know, I saw this band early on when they played at the Rock and Roll Hotel in D.C. And you and I have been there, Jim. And I know, you know, at that time, I don't even know if their debut album was out. But to me, you know, I didn't know about this new record until it was pointed out to me by our community. And it doesn't sound like their attack has diminished very much. I mean, they're still playing really fast. They're still playing really hard. Like Scott said, really angular, you know, very cool. Like a throwback to a lot of the music I really like. Gang of Four comes to mind. You know, some of that.
Totally.
Yeah. That Bristol stuff, you know, that was, you know, kind of electronic, but still had a really deep, hard, fast pulse to it. You know, I don't know much about house music or any of that electronic stuff, but it's got that kind of vibe to it. That's very industrial and steely, and man, it checks again all the boxes for me. The listeners are smarter than we are. Yeah,
totally. No this doubt. Is this yeah. is really great stuff. So
really good.
Check this out. Idols, Ultramano. All right.
Yeah, Ultramano.
One more call for today.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, it's Keith Jacobson from Grand Rapids, Michigan. While 2020 was a terrible year for most things, there were some positives that I took out of it. For me personally, I typically travel quite a bit for work, and I was able to slow things down a little bit and do some family bonding. The Friday night Hootenanny provided a live music outlet and helped further the RTS community. And of course, there was no lack of great music released. It was tough to narrow it down to my favorites, but here is my favorite song and album from 2020. John Calvin Abney's When This Blows Over was my favorite song. John is a frequent collaborator and touring guitarist with John Moreland, who also had a outstanding album released in 2020. One of the last shows that I saw this year before quarantine was John Moreland and John Calvin Abney at the Ann Arbor Folk Festival last February. This song comes from his latest album, Familiar Ground. I can't help but pick up some Elliott Smith vibes from the entire album, but this particular song with its sentiments was perfect for quarantine, with John missing the ability to travel and see friends and tour around the country. We can summer together if we can winter this, he sings, which this song is helping hopefully all of us to get there. Well, there must be something in the water down in Oklahoma where Abney hails from, as my favorite album is from his fellow native Oklahoman, Barty Strange. He actually released an excellent EP earlier in the year of covers of his take on songs by the band The National, but his full-length album, Live Forever, was released in October on the Memory Music label. This album is genre-bending with some parts punk, R&B, rap, and straight-up rock. You can't help but hear the influence of a band like TV on the Radio on the song Mustang. Strange actually resides in the Washington, D.C. area and is doing some producing work out of a studio in Falls Church, Virginia right now. My favorite track from this album is Far. This song starts as an acoustic track and about three quarters of the way into it just takes off. I can't wait until the day when I'm able to see Strange perform live on stage. Thanks for all you guys do and allowing all of us to listen every day. Let's hope Pete was right and 21 is going to be a good year.
Okay, Patrick, so what do you think about that? There was a mention of Falls Church in that.
I didn't know what the hell was happening. I thought somehow I was hallucinating that this guy is in Falls Church right now. Cue the sound effect of running up the stairs and the car peeling out. this is amazing. You know, I understand the incredible power of Falls Church. I understand the, you know, incredible influence of creation that Bill Mulligan and I have cast over this town. And also CD Cellar, the record store. Can't discount that place. So actually, there is the studio, I think. I mean, there's only one studio in Falls Church. Come on. It's right next to this CD Cellar. Right up there. So I'll.
Is that
I'll
by? Go up there. Is that part of Action Music, or is it something else from?
It's something else. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's a studio around the corner, and you've also got Action Music right next door. Yep. So it really is one of the hippest blocks in our town.
Well, and when you visit Falls Church, you can also see Victory Comics. That's a big thing Falls Church, right?
Yeah. That's right across the street from my house.
Yeah. And it's a really big comic book store, although I have not been in it, but it looks huge. And then
it's very big.
Isn't the original Elevation Burger, isn't that where Elevation Burger started?
That's where that started. Yeah.
Falls Church.
It's right there in Falls Church. We also have the world's largest ball of twine.
I don't know about that.
That's somewhere else. I'll tell you this, though. Since we're on the topic, one quick shout out to Falls Church. There's a place in Falls Church called Tinner Hill, and it was the first NAACP branch ever set up outside of a city. So the first one in the suburbs. And there's a monument right here outside of our little Target store that pays tribute. But across Washington Street there's a whole little park and monument to Tinner. His first name is escaping me at the moment. He was a pioneer in the National Association of Colored Persons, one of the first civil rights organizations to take widespread hold in America. So very proud of that. Our town is pretty eclectic in that way. But getting back to the music.
Yes.
Keith Jacobson had blown me away. With this call. Fantastic.
I know. These are pretty obscure picks, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, these are amazing.
This is a guy who knows something. So, Bartiz Strange. Have you heard of this guy, though? The guy who's recording in Falls Church now?
No, I don't. He doesn't have a restraining order against me yet.
Okay. Well, let's hear a song from his album, Live Forever. And this song is Mustang. Dig those synthesizers.
That was mind-blowing, Jim. Yeah. I'd like to announce that Wingtip Sloat is now expanding to a quartet. and we have a new member in the band who's going to do most of the songwriting, singing, arranging, and we're just going to be there. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was really – that was really something. I really loved the production on that. That was great.
Oh, so. Really cool.
Okay, and then Keith's song of the year is by John Calvin Abney, and it's When This Blows Over. Let's hope so.
Wondering how heavy this load.
I love so much about the series that we do, where listeners call in and tell us about their favorite music. But the one bad thing about it is it just makes me want to buy all the records. And I just, you know, like I would, know. This sounds great. I feel like this is an album I should have in my collection. And I can't afford all the records, Patrick. As wealthy as I am.
It's not good for the bottom line. Yeah, that's right. Independently wealthy. Yeah.
I mean, no, my trust fund will only stretch so far.
That's right. However, if anyone wants to send us those records.
Well, sure. You can always go that way.
Yeah, you can do that. And I'll give you our physical mailing address, which we don't, talk about enough. And I don't go to the post office enough, but it is 800 West Broad Street, Box 6577, Falls Church, Virginia, 22040. Feel free to send any cards, letters, or new albums.
There you go.
To that address.
Please do. Okay. All right. I think that's it for today. We got three more calls lined up for tomorrow.
Great.
So let's get right back into that.
Yeah. That's good to me.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Church!